Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome, everyone. This is Bonnie Gressel, your host here at The Holistic Entrepreneur. Today, my guest is David Sandercutt, and it's going to be a fabulous show. I'm going to introduce David in just a moment. But first, I always want to take a moment to tell you how much I appreciate all of you taking time out of your busy day to share time here with me at The Holistic Entrepreneur. You know, I think being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. I know I say that all the time. But you know, you come from that heart-centered place. You may want to make a difference in the world. You want to serve in some way. So maybe that's you. And maybe that's why you've decided to join us on the show today. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another great show. Now, I know that time is our most precious asset, so I want to make sure that all these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And you're not going to be disappointed today. David has a fabulous story to share with us. Now, I always want to invite you to join me on Facebook at Entrepreneur Mastery. It's a wonderful group on Facebook where we can all support one another, and I'm really active in that group as well. And so I'd love to see you there. If you have any questions or want to connect with me, or maybe you want to be a guest on the show, please feel free to reach out. My website at BonnieGressel.com is below, and I always have fabulous gifts for you. Not just me, but 60-some of my guests over the past couple of years. So you can go shopping anytime you want to on these free gifts, and the link is on the show page below. So without further ado, allow me to introduce David Sandercutt to the show today. David Sandercutt is going to share how he went from being fat, drunk, and stupid to manifesting the life of his dreams through meditation and believing in himself. His advice is decide what you want and go after it. At just 5'3", David decided that he wanted to set a goal of being the shortest high fashion model ever. So he decided that he was going to do this through meditation. And he made it in 3 years. In 2001, David was the shortest male model ever to appear in Vogue magazine. He was on several national commercials and movies, TV shows. His last modeling job paid him $9,000 for 6 hours of work. David Sandercutt is the head of coaching at Self-Awareness Institute as well. He's a meditation teacher, an author, a speaker, and a mentor. Trained by Stephen S. Sadler, founder of the Self-Awareness Institute, David has been meditating for over 20 years now. David has been a vegetarian for over 10 years and just finished his first year as a vegan. He's passionate about the vegan movement and hopes that the Natural Health Handbook will inspire you to enjoy a plant-based diet. Now join me in welcoming David Sandercutt to the Holistic Entrepreneur Show today. Well, welcome, David. Thank you so much for taking your valuable time to be here with us on the show here at the Holistic Entrepreneur. I am so excited about what you're going to share today. Thank you so much for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me, Bonnie. I'm really excited as well.
Oh, I read a little bit about people in their bio, obviously, but there's always more to the story, right? Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and what brings you to the work that you do today?
Yeah, absolutely, Bonnie. I'd love to. You know, I think we talked about, you know, how I meditated myself from being fat, drunk, and stupid to being the shortest high fashion model in the world in less than 3 years. And it's a fun story. You know, I mean, the fat, drunk, and stupid, it was one day, it was in my fraternity house. It was probably a weekday and I was drunk. And a very, very close friend of mine, Rob, said to me, you know, Dave, fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life. And I could not disagree with him. I couldn't. And I didn't know what else to do. I went back home and moved into my mom's house and I quit drinking to some degree. And the one thing that I knew what to do was get in shape. And so I got in really great shape and stopped drinking. And I realized I wasn't stupid. And then I realized that I could probably find a book that could tell me how to be successful, since school, you know, the traditional college route wasn't for me. And I came across Think and Grow Rich, you know, nonetheless, in the basement of a multi-level marketing pitch. You know, I didn't buy into the company, but they held up this book, Think and Grow Rich. And I was like, that's the book. And I went and I got that book. And I mean, I can remember it like it was yesterday. I felt like I was like Arnold Schwarzenegger. I was working out twice a day and I was reading Think and Grow Rich. I was delivering pizzas, I think, part-time. So I had this time. And the book told me I could do anything I wanted to do so long as I could believe it, have faith that I could do it, and, you know, work towards it. There's several other steps, but those were the main principles. And I would have to meditate if I wanted to get there. That was the undisputed common denominator that I got from reading that book anyways. And so I started meditating and I started visualizing myself in Los Angeles. And so, you know, fast forward, I moved to Los Angeles, and within my first year there, I booked a Vogue pictorial shot by Helmut Newton alongside Kate Dillon, supermodel Kate Dillon, one of people's 50 most beautiful people. And, you know, if you don't know Helmut Newton, he's a very famous photographer that helped build Vogue. Him and Anne Wintour, or the editor of Vogue, you know, they built it together to some degree.
Wow, that's an amazing story. I mean, you didn't have a lot of things going for you. I mean, you're not terribly tall, right?
5'5" Bonnie, I would lie on my comp card and say I was 5'5", but I'm really 5'3". So if you have to lie to be 5'5", you're in trouble.
Yeah, and to be a supermodel, to be on Vogue, I mean, oh my goodness, that's not something that many people can do, certainly. And you could do it. Do you, Think and Grow Rich, and I've read that book a bazillion times myself, but do you think that if you wouldn't have been so strong in your belief and you wouldn't have been meditating, that this would have happened for you?
Oh, well, no, there's no way it would have happened. I mean, you just don't accidentally end up, and I don't think that's an accident, you know? Absolutely not. When I got the call for the audition, there was a solid month in between the first audition and the shoot, and I knew right when I got the call that the job was mine, which was great because I got to diet, and I was in really great shape, and Helmut decided to do a body shot, you know, so which was the most popular photo. So, yeah.
Wow. And I've seen some of those pictures of, I don't know if they're the bold pictures, but I've seen some pictures online of you at that time in your life. And they're awesome. So kudos to you. Now you had some, what happened after that? I mean, what happened after the photo shoot? I mean, did you do that for a while? Were you a model for a while or?
Yeah. Well, let me tell you, all kinds of these amazing things happened. My first year in Los Angeles, I was celibate and I meditated an hour a day and I journaled every day. And one of my other goals was to, you know, you have to join the Screen Actors Guild, the union. And so I meditated every day, and at the end of my meditation, I would visualize myself getting a union voucher. That's like if you do extra work like that. That was how I saw myself getting into the union. I saw it every day. Every day I practiced this. And my goal was 90 days to do it. And I did it in 72 days. It might have been 73. I can't remember. And I made $10,000 in 5 weeks. That was the first time on my own. That's like almost as much as I've ever made in a year before. I was like, this acting LA thing is easy, you know? And I also used the same technique to get an agent in 30 days. And like life goes, there's ups and downs. And at some point I lost the physique. I lost the drive to act. It wasn't my thing anymore. I went into business, the business went bankrupt, I went into debt, I moved out of the girlfriend's place, I left LA, I moved to a new city, you know, Humboldt County. I'm here in Humboldt County. I actually moved to a town called Cutton, and I moved in October, and then by like October 31st, it started raining, and it didn't stop for like 3 months, I didn't know anybody, I didn't have a car. I was the most suicidally depressed I had ever been. I was on the couch for 3 weeks. So it's important to note that I had broken my foot about a year before. And that really took me out. I gained weight. I went into debt. And so I was just in a, I wasn't in a good place. I couldn't meditate either because I couldn't sit, you know, but I would like lay in the bathtub. But, you know, something happened. I totally forgot to connect with spirit. And I just went so, it's like, that's hell. You know, hell is not a physical place in the middle of the earth. It's when you're so disestranged from, estranged from spirit, you know, from God. You're disconnected. You're in your head. That's the hell. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I opened up an email from my teacher, my guru, Stephen Sadlier, who I'd met about 5 years before, 4 years before maybe. And he's the one who helped me change my life a whole nother time. I, you know, we didn't get into that story, but this is the second time he actually saved my life. And I opened up that email. He had a bunch of new books, a home study program. And I couldn't afford the $20 a month for the home study program, but I did it anyways. I meditated every day for 2 hours or more. If I couldn't sit, I would just listen to him. You know, I just dedicated my life to, like, I literally got down on my hands and knees and prayed to God and said, you know, I surrender. You know, I clearly did not know what I was doing. And so I just let go of my problems and I just focused on connecting with spirit and on meditating and developing, you know, the love within me and the love for myself, I guess. Because if you don't love yourself, what, you can't get anything done. I think I'm quoting Lucille Ball right there. But, you know, if you don't love yourself, and you can't get anything done in this world.
Yeah. You know, you bring up such a good point, David. And when we come to this point often in the Holistic Entrepreneur Show, is that it all has to start with love and loving yourself, because that's where the, you know, where you feel worthy, you feel like you deserve things, you believe in yourself. That has to start with loving yourself first.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's right. And that's where I put my focus and attention. And I let go of what I thought I wanted. I paid attention to me where I was guided, and I ended up in massage school. And, it was a really great experience. I was something that allowed me to keep up my meditation practice of more than 2 hours a day. And I received tremendous healing through body work and going through the process of becoming a massage therapist. And then spending 5 years, you know, working for myself as a full-time massage therapist, you know, incredible amount of healing. Not only has did my clients go through, but that I went through as well. You know, it works both ways. And, you know, which has led me into my current profession or my current role of, you know, the meditation coach or, you know, a business coach. You know, I don't want to get too broad and I don't want to get too specific, but, you know, I've been blessed to study with lots of different teachers. So I teach meditation, and then I also sort of teach mindset mastery, two different things. And, you know, and I'm a coach, and I help people with businesses manifest more money, profit, income, clients, time, freedom, etc.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned, I mean, this is, there's a key word in there that I kind of pick up on, and all of these things that you've done yourself and that now you share with other people, the meditation and loving yourself and all of that lead to that magic word in my mind, and that's manifest. That's how you get things to happen.
Yeah, that's right. You know, there certainly is, I think, to some degree, a way that you can just grind things out and work hard and have some sort of success in life. But I've certainly not chosen that route. That's the route I watched all my family go down, in fact. And they've done very well for themselves. And it's because of them I've been able to do a lot of great things. But nonetheless, I wanted to learn to manifest, to become rich spiritually. I made a goal at a very young age was to master myself, because I read that if you can master yourself, then all other things are possible. So make that the first goal. So I figured I'd give myself 20 years. You know, it's I only got about a year left, Bonnie. I don't know if I'm going to make it or not, but I'm not going to quit. That's for sure. And, you know, so I don't want to divert too much, but I'll just say, you know, I'll be 42 on Saturday.
Oh, and happy birthday.
Thank you. And if I was to go back into my journals from 32, which I still have, at least some of them, and I have the courses I was taking and the things that I was doing, all those things that I was working on manifesting then 10 years ago, they've all come true now. Mm-hmm. So it took a lot longer than maybe what I thought it, but now it's like I have a much higher degree of mastery in manifesting. Now things happening almost instantly, and like things that really appear to be miracles happen. It's not really a miracle. It's just how it works, mm-hmm. you know, but, so like that being said, so let me take you back to 2016 in March. Mm-hmm. And I had been giving massages now for over 5 years, maybe 6 years. I don't know. And it's just, I hurt my wrist in massage school. I have mm-hmm. never had a healthy wrist or a healthy body while healing people and giving massages. So, all that's happened over the years is it's gotten worse and worse and worse, that where it's like, I can't function now, you know, I can't give massages anymore. And I knew I had to get out of it. And so I gave myself a year, which would have been March 2017. And January 2017 was really my last month as a massage therapist. I still occasionally give massages to people, but it was my last month that I had to do it for a living. And I just used these principles of manifesting and meditating to build a six-figure coaching practice, essentially.
Wow. So tell us a little bit about, something that people say that they're not doing any of this stuff right now. Where's a good place to start? How, like when you work with people and say they're not, you know, meditating and they're not, you know, they're thinking to themselves, oh, I'm not worthy or I can't manifest anything or whatever. Where do you start with them to get them to move forward on that path?
Well, that's a great question, Bonnie. And I'm trying to think of the simplest way to say it, but I would say it's to establish a healthy and positive daily method of operation, like mm-hmm. five things that you know you're going to do every day that are going to make you feel happy and successful, and cross those things off a list, because that's how I started over 20 years ago. I read an article by Bill Phillips in Muscle Media on how to build self-confidence, and he just broke it down, you know, read a book, exercise, journal. You know, whatever these things are, you know, for me, they're meditate, they're journal, they're exercise, they're earn money or do something that is contributing to society in some way. And I want to learn something new every day. And I want to floss my teeth too. That's a hard thing. So I have that on there as well. So it's like the first thing is you just have to start meditating. Ideally, first thing in the morning, journal. What am I creating? You know, just, it only has to take 5 minutes. I fill up the page. You know, what am I creating today? What am I creating this week? What am I creating in my spiritual life? You know, just, you know, so your mind knows what to focus on. You're programming your subconscious mind, so you're not focusing on all the negative things. Instead, you're focusing on what you want to create. You know, daily exercise. You have to exercise. You have to sweat, stretch, and lift weights. It's just the way the body was built so it can function the best. And then, you know, don't we just, well, am I going on, Bonnie? Is this too much?
No, this is good.
Yeah.
So, I want to go back to, if we could, for just a moment to the journaling piece, because mm-hmm. I think that's so important. And people sometimes think that you only journal if you're like depressed and you're going to get your feelings out, which is one way to journal, certainly. Mm-hmm. But I think my technique for journaling is sort of similar to what you do, it sounds like. I put my life out 6 months or a year or whatever into the future, and then I write about that day as though I'm already there.
Yeah.
And by the end of the page, and I only use a small book, and I have my special purple pen and all of that, but I like can't even read my writing by the time I get finished, because I'm so grateful for already having all these things, for being in this wonderful
right.
place. And
right.
that I think is a good, it sounds that it's somewhat similar to how you do journaling.
Yeah.
It's not just the getting out your angst and your bad feelings and all that, which you could do that too. And for people who need to do that, I tell them to have two separate journals for that.
Yeah. I mean, that's right on, Bonnie. I mean, you're literally writing the script of your life. I mean, you're the writer, editor, director, and star of the show. So write the movie you want to live, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And it's so powerful, because what you said before, can you keep your journals? And I do too. I've got boxes of them in the basement. But I go back every now and then, not very often anymore, but once in a while I'll go back and I'll think, oh my God, I wrote about publishing a book and having all these people, you know, lined up for the signing and all this stuff, long before I even ever thought about writing a book. You know, all those things actually did come true, which is just so cool. And it sounds like you've had the same experience as well. So it really doesn't matter how you specifically write about it, but to feel as though you're already there.
Yeah. I mean, that's the key, right? Manifesting 101 is you have to be grateful. You know, you can't be like, oh, I'll be grateful when I get the thing. Right. It doesn't work that way. You know, have gratitude for it now because it's all happening right now anyways.
Yeah. Oh, that's such good. I think that's a great place for people to start. Now, so some people say, well, I can't meditate because I can't sit and go om for an hour or whatever it is. Do you help people to start with smaller bits of meditation to build up to that hour or whatever a day?
Sure. So, I mean, it's a great question. The best thing to do in meditating is find a teacher. I mean, period. Mm-hmm. It's going to make it easier, simpler. I mean, even if it's listening to an app, you know, it's still a progress. But, you know, my number one advice is you know, come to selfawareness.com or come to me or come to my guru, Stephen Sadler. And there's free meditation recordings. And if you just put those on and listen to them, it'll, you know, they're about 15 to 30 minutes. Stephen's are usually more towards 60 minutes. But if you just sit there and make it to listen with your eyes closed, the energy, it makes it easier. But if you're just on your own, you know, just start with 5 minutes, 10 minutes, you know, working up to 20 minutes within a month or 30 minutes, you know.
Yeah. Great, great advice. Cause I know sometimes people say, oh, I don't have enough time to do that. I don't know how to do that. So it's a good reminder that there are all those tools out there for people.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, listen, that's the difference. Some people ask me, well, why should I pay a coach to teach me how to meditate? I'm like, well, because you'll do it every day. Mm-hmm. You'll learn, you know, and it'll become a daily habit. You know, that's why, and you'll feel confident about it as well.
Yeah. And eventually, this has been my experience, eventually it becomes not something you do, but something you are, kind of.
Well, yeah, that's the art of the practice, is bringing it into your life. I mean, that's the definition of Tantra. I mean, there's 50 definitions of Tantra, but the one I use is that which extends, you know, it's that which extends into all of your life, the practice, the spirit. Mm-hmm. So yeah, absolutely. That's the point of the practice, is to bring that peace, love, and joy that you feel during the meditation. You bring that and share that with others into your life. You become a vehicle of unconditional love.
Yeah. And who wouldn't want that? I mean, to enjoy life and to be happy and peaceful. I mean, that's so many people I think are searching for that. And it's really, to me at least, it's within them. They don't have to go anywhere. I mean, yes, having a guru or having somebody to teach you obviously is helpful, but you don't have to like get on a plane and go someplace to get it, or you don't, you know, it's inside.
It's all within you. The guru's job or the teacher's job is simply to bring it out of you or to reveal it to you. Just someone who's gone before you that can help you along the ways. I know that term isn't very popular in Western culture. And when I met, you know, my teacher, Stephen Sadler, it was like, I didn't know what a guru was. I certainly wasn't going to like bow down to someone's feet. So it's not like a guru in that fashion.
Right.
A guru is simply a dispeller of darkness, you know, one who brings the light, you know, or dispeller of ignorance. It's just someone who's accomplished the goal of yoga.
Oh, I love that definition. I love that. You know, David, we've talked about so many things today and we could go on forever, but I always want to be cognizant of people's busy lives. And I always say, okay, if people have room for only one more thing in their brain today, what would you say is the most important thing that you would like them to take away from our conversation today?
Well, it's such a great question, but I think it's the title of it. You can do anything you want. I mean, you really can. It's up to you. If you can see it, if you can believe it, you can achieve it. And that line, you've heard it before, but it's true. And the way to achieve it is by getting out of your own way and giving it over to spirit. You know, if it's a true inspiration, it'll happen easy, effortlessly, and enjoyable. If there's friction and it's hard, it's probably not the thing to be doing.
Oh, that's such great advice. Such great advice. You know, David, I know that people are going to want more of you. So tell us how they can get more of David Sandercott and the things that you're offering and ways that they can listen to some of your things.
Sure. You know, I'd love it if you visited davidsandercott.com and you could get the 5 simple steps to mastering meditation. It's just a short little report with a meditation attached. I also have free meditations on my website, and also I have a course starting August 15th is the orientation to the 40-day abundance journey, and it's going to be a lot of fun. It's really about what I use to go from making $25,000 a year to having a month of over $9,000 to actually having six figures in my bank account. You know, it's exactly what I did and used to do that in about a year's time. I'm going to share with you.
Oh, that's fabulous. That course starts on the 15th, you said.
August 15th, we're going to have, I believe, an orientation, and the official start date might be a week later. I may be getting pushed back. I'm not 100% certain yet, but you can certainly enroll right now. The tuition's $197, and I bet you can triple that investment during these 40 days.
Awesome. And I'm assuming that if someone signs up for your meditation, your five simple steps to mastering meditation, that they would also find a way on your website or somehow to get access to some of your recordings that are already out there. Do you share those with people?
There's meditations on there. There's examples of different classes I have and the different meditations I teach.
Great. So if people want more of you and want to learn more or discover more, how meditation and all those other things that we talked about today help you to manifest the life you want, then go sign up for that stuff and get the free report and start there. And sounds like David's got lots of other wonderful things for us. So
putting all kinds of things on the website, Bonnie. There's going to be a couple free ebooks, free meditations from me and my teacher. Just get that five simple steps and get in the loop, and you can learn to meditate for free. You know, you don't have to. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, I want to thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day today, David, and sharing with all of us here that the Holistic Entrepreneur. It's amazing. And it's always good, I think, for people to hear that it can be done, right? You can go from not making much money to manifesting what you want, manifesting the abundance that you do deserve. And so thank you for sharing your story and being vulnerable with that. I so appreciate you sharing that.
Thank you for having me, Bonnie. It was my pleasure.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.